My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Worst. I love the rain, but ever since I got my dog Lucky, the rain has been a nemesis because everything just dried out. And so I was able to take him on walks again in the dirt. Not anymore.
No, it's starting from scratch again. And we're supposed to get a little bit more tomorrow. Hang in there, San Diego. We'll be through this latest storm before you know it.
Yeah.
We'll have Sam Levitt on here real quick before we get to Sam. Mount Carmel varsity soccer girls.
All right.
Advanced to the semifinals.
The Little Devils, I call them.
The Little Devils will take on.
Chris does call them the Little Devils.
Granite Hills tomorrow in the semis with a chance to go to the final. So
good.
That
luck.
Is my last game here.
They're led by a young lady with the last name of Gwynn
on
Mount Carmel team.
She's having
she's
a good season, as is quite a few of her teammates playing out there.
Good luck to them tomorrow night.
They were able to advance 1-0.
Yes, so we're into the high school playoffs.
Yes,
soccer,
we are.
Also basketball. So I've done a couple of playoff basketball games. I got one tonight.
Who you got tonight?
I don't like to say.
Okay.
I don't like to say.
He doesn't want anybody showing up.
I don't want people to show up to heckle me, honestly. If you happen to show up and I'm there, then you can heckle me. But I don't want people going out of their way to heckle me.
Show up to heckle you?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our spring training guest, none other than the great Sammy Lev. Sam, welcome to the show, man. How are you? How's Peoria treating you?
Oh, Peoria has been absolutely wonderful. In fact, the weather has been terrific, truly. Tony, you'll remember last year, the first couple of weeks here were
cold.
Brutal. It
yeah.
was cold. It has been beautiful. Blue skies, sun shining. I have walked around in just my polo at times. It has been absolutely gorgeous, and it's been a good time. And, Tony, look forward to seeing you out here soon. But
yeah.
It's been terrific. It's been a lot of fun, and I love this stuff, and I love this time of year, and watching the guys just do things you see little leaguers do, right? Back to the basics and the fundamentals and the drills and everything that spring training is. So it's been great so far, truly.
It's funny because I actually spoke to Jesse Agler and I were texting back and forth. We were having a good laugh about the Anthony Rendon story that came out over the weekend. But that was the first thing he mentioned. He said, man, this weather, it's actually kind of hot out here. Like it's not the same thing we've been dealing with over the last couple of spring trainings. Sam, obviously this time of year, everybody's super excited. It's like the first week of school, right? Everybody shows up, haven't seen each other over the winter. And as things are starting to come together, what are some of the things that have, at least popped out to you as the whole squad has kind of entered the phase here?
Yeah, look, it's obviously a different year and a different team and different expectations. And there are plenty of names that were here a year ago that are no longer here. So it is a different team in a different season. But I would say a few themes pop out. I think number one, a new manager in Mike Schilt. We heard from the very start when Mike was hired about how detail oriented he was, how about the fundamentals he was. And that has really shined through, I think, already in spring training. I said it a little bit earlier on the morning show, but anything you ask Mike Schilt about, he has a very detailed answer, and he thinks about baseball stuff in a way that I don't think a lot of us think about it. I'll give you an example. The other day, he had an answer to a question during his daily media scrum about off days, and it was something that maybe most people would give a second or two of thought, but he had a 3-4 minute answer on off days and what kinds of off days there are and how it fits into a season. It was a fascinating answer that I have to post at some point, but it was a really good example and good reminder of how detail-oriented Mike Schilt is. So that's been impressive, number one. Number two, there's certainly an acknowledgement of what transpired last season, the disappointment of it, what went wrong. And I think there's also a sense of this team and its leadership understands that they have to play as a team and they have to play together. And there does have to be sort of a checking of egos at the door. It's something I just talked to Jake Cronenworth about. I just did a one-on-one with him, and he echoed that. We've heard Joe Musgrove talk about that. There's certainly a sense of they need to play as a group, as a cohesive unit, as a team, and maybe an acknowledgement that they didn't battle through adversity all that well last year. That's been something a number of guys have said, and hopefully they've learned that lesson as a group, including, the star players and the leaders on this team. So that's also a big theme. And then beyond that, on the field, with the roster constructed currently the way it is, there's just so much opportunity for guys. There just simply is. Whether you want to look at the young guys right now competing for outfield spots, guys like Jackson Merrill, guys like Graham Pauly, Jacob Marcy is here working out with that group. The rotation spots, you have two guys that came over from the Yankees that I know the organization is really impressed with, and Randy Vasquez and Johnny Brito. But I will tell you, I would not count out Matt Waldron and Pedro Avila in that conversation either. I think there's a very good possibility, and those guys have a very good chance of making this rotation and making this club if they impress. And, I'll potentially throw another name into the mix, Jairo Iriarte, who is really young. But my goodness, Tony, you're going to watch this guy throw, and it is awfully, awfully impressive. I'm not here saying that he's going to make the rotation out of spring training, but you watch him and you start to envision a world where, man, if he impresses to the degree he's capable of, anything is possible, right? Yeah. So the point being, there is open competition for a ton of different spots. And look, we understand that the roster is perhaps not complete yet. There, I think we would still all be surprised if there's not another move or two to be made. But the point is that right now there is opportunity abound for a number of different guys. And from that sense, it's an interesting spring training so far, and it's fun to watch these guys perform. And right now they're battling for what are open spots, and a lot of question marks means a lot of answers need to be provided during the course of spring training. So all that is good stuff. And I would say those three themes are probably the main takeaways so far.
Sammy Leavitt is with us. He's in Peoria. Tony's headed to Peoria here in a couple of days, and we're getting reports, right there with the Padres. Sam, Tony and I were already discussing, and you referenced it, that there are some potential holes here. Leave the starting rotation out for a minute. If there are no more moves made, if there are no moves, and that's a big if, because I think some moves will be made, as do you. But who would you put at third base? Who would you put at DH? Who would you put in the outfield on opening day in Korea?
Well, let's start with third base. Look, Manny looks great, and the throwing looks really good, and everything we've heard, everything we've seen has been really, really good, and they have not ruled out the idea of Manny being ready for those games in Korea or on opening day at Petco Park. So that, to me, is still on the table. I mean, everything we've heard from Manny and seen from Manny, it looks good. Now, he's talked about it. It's about the repetition day to day and seeing what his arm can handle, and it's still a process, so there's no guarantee of anything, but I don't think that's totally out of the question. But let's live in a world where that doesn't happen. Look, I think that it's pretty well you know, it's funny, Chris. I haven't really thought about it since Xander Bogaerts, since that was announced, he was going to second base. So third base, look, the options you have are what they are, right? I mean, it would have to be a situation where either Ha-Sung Kim is playing third base and you have somebody else playing shortstop, or you have somebody else playing third base, somebody like a Matthew Batten, somebody like a Graham Pauly who can play over there. Look, these are the guys that are in camp, and these are the guys that are competing for those spots right now. So I don't totally know the answer at third base.
Yeah.
As far as the outfield,
do you think Jackson Merrill is ready to step into one of those spots if they had to?
Well, I think this, in getting to the outfield, look, Jackson Merrill is going to play the outfield at the outset of spring training. It's where he's worked at exclusively so far since full squad workouts began. And it is very, very clear that they want to work him into the outfield where he has very limited experience. So, you know, if Manny's not at third base opening day, could Jackson Merrill somehow fit into that infield? I suppose it's possible, but when you focus on just the outfield itself, I mean, guys, right now, yeah. I mean, I would put Jackson Merrill right in that conversation, maybe even leading that conversation, unless you're going to go with, you know, one of the guys you brought in is another non-roster invite who isn't necessarily a prospect, but somebody else you brought in. But right now, your options out there are Merrill or Azokar, and I'm talking about both left and center, but it's Merrill, Azokar, Graham Pauly. I mean, that's who's here right now. And look, like you said, I think we'd all be surprised if there's not another move made, and we know Jerks and Profar is going to show up at some point. It's been reported, not announced by the team officially, but it certainly sounds like he'll be on his way at some point. Those are the names you're considering right now because that's who's here, you know, and I'm not saying that to knock anybody, but that's the reality right now when you look inside that clubhouse. So you ask the question, do I think Merrill's ready for it? Look, we're going to learn over the course of the coming weeks what that outfield experience ultimately translates into in real game action. It's really hard to gauge it, I find, during spring training drills. I mean, what can you really learn from that? He looks good. He's certainly putting in the work to get better out there. But I do think, just on the Merrill part of it, I do think if that spot is open and Jackson Merrill is proving both defensively and offensively he's ready, oh, yeah, I think there is a real, real chance he is on this opening day roster and in that opening day lineup. And watching him hit, I mean, it's there. It really is. And we know the kind of prospect he is. And we know the talent level. So do I think that's on the table based on his talent and what this roster is right now? I absolutely do. But I, you know, it's very, very hard to project what each spot looks like right now because there's just a lot we don't know. And there are spots where guys have not played a whole lot where they may be playing come opening day in Korea. So we'll see.
Yeah, if you just take everything into account that the Padres have kind of been presented with, there has to be some young guy who's going to step up, whether it's in the rotation, could be in the outfield, and Jackson Merrill. They're going to be younger in spots. I don't think there's any question about it. Hopefully there is a move made on the horizon. We'll see. Sammy Leavitt joins us here live from Padres Spring Training, presented by your San Diego County Toyota Dealer Association. We make it easy, and Sam makes it easy for us here as we're talking a little bit about the Padres. Sam, Chris and I were talking about the starting rotation, particularly Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish. They had a little bit of a weird spring training last year. They have come in fully seeming like ready to hit the ground running here in 2024. Yeah. We got a little bit of a kind of peek inside of perhaps what the Padres are thinking at the top of this rotation. Joe Musgrove will get an opportunity to start the first spring training game on Thursday. Just listening to how that conversation broke down in the scrum, it feels like Joe could, assuming everything stays the same, could be on his way to starting that home opener, or not home opener, Korea opener a month from now.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like Joe is going to start one and you will start the other. Which order they go in, I don't know that we can project out that far. And I think Mike Schultz has been pretty clear that he doesn't want us, I guess, as media and the fans to read too far into who's starting Cactus League games at this point. But it certainly seems that way, and it would make all the sense in the world that with those two games just sitting out there, in mid-March that you'd want Joe and you to pitch those games. And the good news with those two guys, regardless of how it ultimately shakes out for the games in Korea, is that they both are healthy and looking good and feeling good. Joe threw a bullpen today, and they seemed really pleased with how he looked and seemed like he was very pleased with how it went. And Yu Darvish yesterday threw a live BP, and from the looks of it, they were pleased with how that went, and they're healthy, which is very important. So we know how important those two are to the very top of this rotation. And I'm with you, Tony. I think, you know, if you sort of read the tea leaves based on who's starting at least Thursday's game in Joe Musgrove, yes, I would say probably a pretty good chance that he will start one of those games in Korea. How it ultimately schedules out, yeah, who knows as we get closer. But I would still say I would, you know, if both are healthy, I would be pretty surprised if Darvish and Musgrove weren't starting those two games. But like I said, Mike Schilt has you know, kind of urged us not to read too far into it yet, which I understand. So we'll see. We'll get answers. But hey, it'll be good to see Joe out there on a real mound against real opponents on Thursday, along with Michael King. And Yuki Matsui is supposed to pitch on Thursday against the Dodgers as well here in Peoria. And tell you what, a lot of rave reviews about him from his live BP yesterday and what he's looked like. So good stuff on Yuki, too.
A lot of get a chance to see some of these new pieces the Padres have, some of the old pieces that have been very good in a Padre uniform starting on Thursday. Sam, appreciate the time, man. We'll be doing this quite often over the next month. And keep enjoying that weather, man.
Yeah, I will. Tony, we need you out here. I'm excited for you to get here, and you can join in on the Peoria fun, all the great time here in Peoria. So I'll see you soon.
All right, Sammy, take care, brother. Sammy Levitt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.